BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One. Turn on.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Curtis Pritchard from Love Island meets his biggest fan, Steve. And he has an exciting announcement. I've got a few plans up my sleeve for Live Lounge Month, which is coming up. There's a pants down situation on Bangers. Chris rolls the town of Slough in glitter on another Chris Stark Guide to Britain.
Should also give a shout out as well to your Nan iPad as you go full Nan in today's show. You'll see why it annoys me.
My computer in the studio wasn't working, so I had to read all of your texts and tweets from a Nan iPad. And I kept taking pictures, because if you're going to go Nan, you might as well go full Nan and do pictures on your iPad.
Okay.
Smile. And yes, we are going to have Curtis meet a big fan of his today. Somebody that possibly might know even more about Curtis than Curtis in a quiz about himself.
Mm.
So that's coming up at 1:40. Also, so many of you have been asking for more Chris Stark Guides to Britain. I mean, the Ibiza one last week got quite the attention.
Yeah, have we talked about the fact that Wayne Lineker got in touch afterwards? After we mentioned him in the guide, he got in touch and everything's fine. I thought he might be slightly annoyed, but actually everything was fine.
No, I got a message from him on Instagram going, great banter, mate, great banter, get me on the show.
But the guides, I love them. I love doing them. What I think we need to do is elevate it up to, I'd like to see on TV. I've been saying this for a while.
Mm.
It needs to be the new history show. You know, classy.
I can see BBC Three picking it up, maybe.
Well, it's out there now. If you want it, come buy it.
Come on.
Scott Mills.
I got really stressed out getting my lunch today.
Why?
I got proper told off. So, you know, like in supermarkets, they have, like, salad bars where you can just, like, make your own salad.
Mm.
So there was a small, medium or large container option, okay? So I choose the large one because I wanted to go full beans today for my lunch. And I don't know, like, I'm obviously doing it wrong because I've never, not really done that for a long time. I've not created my own salad for a while. So I put some eggs in there, bit of salad, some beetroot, controversial. And I take it to the counter and the lady's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you haven't filled it up properly. Why would you not do that? It's £3 and, like, you haven't filled it to the top. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, next time, get a medium one. Or you can even fit that in a small. I'm like, all right.
Well, it's good that she cares. You know the rule with that. You've got to fill it up right to the top, but you've got to get the lid on. But the challenge is getting it right up to the top.
Yeah,
always.
But, yeah, maybe I didn't fill it right to the top because then, obviously, you're right, you can't close the lid, and I was worried about that. But she's like, next time you come in, I was like, I'll be here tomorrow. She's like, right, well, tomorrow, fill it to the top so you can hardly close the lid. I'm like, okay then, that's me told, I'm really sorry. God, stress.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So earlier today, we met Curtis from Love Island. Well, I did. Chris was hiding next door because he was about to be superfan Steve, which, as you may know, is Chris, but just posing as an awkward and nervous fan.
Yeah, so I've got all the questions that Scott is going to ask Curtis. I've got all the answers to them as well, so I can be super quick and look like the ultimate superfan.
So it's a quiz about Curtis, but obviously because Chris, or Steve, has got the answers written down in front of him, he will be able to answer really, really fast. Anyway, first I did a normal interview. This is how it went. Curtis Pritchard.
Hello.
How's life?
Yeah, it's wild, amazing, crazy, awesome.
I was just talking to you before we went on air about, like, it must be so weird when you don't know what people are saying about you.
Yeah, we literally have no idea. Like, when we're in the villa, we don't even know what time it is, let alone what anything's said about on the outside or what's shown on TV. So it is a little bit weird, but that's why I'm not watching it back.
Are you not?
No. I am who I am, and I don't want what I've seen on TV to change anything.
Were there any points where you just felt like, oh, I don't actually like this? This no, is not a nice...
To be fair, I didn't. It's an intense environment in there. Mm. It's hard, you know. A lot of people went to sleep sometimes in the day, and I was thinking to myself, I don't need to do this.
Oh, yeah, so there were some sleepers, were there?
Yeah, which I probably wasn't shown on the TV, but everyone tended to get a little bit mentally drained, emotionally drained, yeah. physically drained.
And so. You're in Spain, have a siesta, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's normal out there. It's normal.
Do you forget the cameras are on when you're there, or are you really aware all the time?
I mean, you do sort of forget a little bit, but you are reminded because you can see them, you know, and they are always...
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean,
and they make that little noise, like, and it's like, oh, hang on, they're zooming in on me.
Well, it's when something happens, you just see all of the cameras go... Vroom, and yeah. we're all like, oh, let's
here
go.
We go.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, ooh, we're on TV.
Let's get the popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you've got something quite exciting to announce.
Yes, I do.
Tell us.
So, early next year, The Greatest Dancer is on TV, and I am going to be the receptionist role. So I will be taking part in this show, and I will be looking after everybody and introducing them and finding out all of their dance styles, everything about them.
Oh, right. So you're the first person that they meet?
I will be the first person they meet. Absolutely, yeah.
Are you going to be a bit mean?
No, not at all. That's not in me. You know, I'm going right. to be looking...
You're not like Alan Sugar or Simon Cowell.
No. I'm there to build them up and have fun with them.
Right, okay. If you could get the phrase in at some point, you're a lovely young lady, that would be nice.
I will, absolutely. Because, I mean, you do look like a lovely young lady. Yeah.
Get that in. So when does this all start?
Well, I'm actually going down to Birmingham today to start everything. So over the next couple of days, I'm going to be very busy. Yeah, and then it's on TV at the start of next year.
You know what happened next year, don't you? Strictly.
Who knows what the future holds?
I mean, that's the dream, isn't it?
Well, it would be great to work with AJ.
Right, and also, they love a family on there. Look at the Cliftons.
Well, exactly, yeah, right. Actually, yeah.
The Mabuses as well, they're on.
It's becoming very, it was a family show, now it's becoming a very family show.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, let's put it out there for next year. Hire him.
Yeah.
Right, listen, we are going to play a track, and then we do this thing on the show, we've done it with quite a few people, we ask people to get in touch who are, like, super fans. So this will be someone that has probably... They'll know everything about you. They'll know that you did Ireland, Dancing with the Stars. They'll know that... Or everything about you in Love Island. We've asked for people who are, like, real big fans of you. And it's going to be a quiz... About yourself.
Right. Well, I'm excited, but I'm really nervous.
No, it's all going to be fine. So we'll play this track and then we'll get them on. And basically, it's just them against you. And it's whoever gets the answer first. But you should get that because it's you.
I should know all of these. But
right. You would hope so. Right, we'll do it next.
I'm not going to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Curtis Pritchard from Love Island is... I'm excited to play this. Is about to meet what he thinks is a super fan. A nervous super fan called Steve. It's actually Chris... Next door. Here's how it went. Curtis Pritchard is here. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, are you ready for a quiz about yourself?
No, not really. But let's go for it.
Right, we're about to connect you with a super fan. We asked for people that like know a lot about you to get in touch, and we have that person on the phone now. Good afternoon, Steve.
Curtis.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Steve. I'm good.
Good.
All right, so should we get on with the quiz?
Yes. Quiz.
Yeah, let's start it then. All right, here we go. Curtis, if you know the answer first, you shout your name.
Yes, okay, right. Curtis, so, yeah.
Right, yeah. And Steve, if you know the answer first, you shout...
Steve.
Here we go.
Correct. All right, here we go. Which day of the week was Curtis born on?
Steve.
Okay, Steve first.
Wow.
Thursday, 8th of February.
So that was a Thursday, was it, Steve?
Steve, correct.
You really are a fan.
Wow, yeah.
All right, next question. When Curtis and Maura went on their final date, what live music accompanied it?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
A harp.
Oh, I don't know how I didn't know that.
You should have got that.
That's about... Because I remember walking down and seeing the harp and being like, wow, yeah. This is actually completed the date.
Right. What club did Curtis visit on Tuesday night?
Steve.
Yeah, go, wow.
Go on.
Heaven.
Is that right?
No, I went to Tuesday night. When was Tuesday night?
Tuesday. Steve.
Yeah. Tuesday. You go to a club?
Steve, Tuesday night. Heaven.
Okay. I can't give that to you.
Steve. Curtis, Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, we're moving on now.
Club Heaven.
All right. What colour was the jumper Curtis was wearing on his first tweet of 2019?
Steve.
Curtis.
Go on, Steve.
Black.
Oh, my gosh, I have no idea.
Steve?
Steve.
How many times did Curtis say, lovely young lady? God, I'm not finished the question, Steve.
The question before, though, I was right.
Okay, cool. Black, we... Okay, cool. How many times...
Hello?
Hello?
Steve?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Steve?
Yes.
Did I get a point?
Yes, you did.
Steve?
Oh, yes.
Tell me then.
Yes, correct, you got a point.
Steve, good.
How many times did Curtis say, lovely young lady on Love Island?
No idea, I've got this.
Steve.
Yes?
70, lovely young lady, lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. You are a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady, no, you're a lovely young lady.
I don't need you to tell me. I don't need
lovely
you to say them.
Young lady. You're a lovely young lady.
If you don't need to do it like as many
you
times.
You really are a lovely young lady.
If you don't need to do it as many
lovely
times.
Lovely lady.
Just tell me this. How many
you,
times you said it.
Lovely lady. Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. Lovely lady. Lovely lady. Lovely lady.
Yeah, but Steve,
lady,
what you're
lovely
doing,
lady.
Steve, what you're doing now.
You're a lovely young lady.
What you're doing is you're... You're saying it as many times as Curtis said it. I just need to know the number.
Steve, 74.
I'll agree.
Yeah, fine.
We'll go. I know I said it a lot, apparently.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for being on today.
It's lovely to meet you, Steve.
I need to tell you something. That's actually Chris that works on my show. We do this thing called Superfan Steve, and it's just he plays... the most awkward fan ever. And I find it really difficult because obviously I know.
I was trying to be so
You were so good.
I was like,
we've had it before where...
And I didn't want to laugh either.
I know. But towards the end it was like,
I didn't want... I felt so bad laughing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Steve was on fire today, wasn't he?
Yeah, mad love for Superfan Steve today.
Rachel says, trying to keep in my laughs while on the train. Gary says, what on earth just happened? Absolute gold, crying. Hilarious, says Rob from Sheffield. It was just all of these.
You're a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. You are a lovely young lady.
BBC Radio.
Lovely young lady.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Welbeck, eh, for England?
Were for what? What are you on about? Danny Welbeck for who? Are you trying to do transfer deadline day chat?
For Watford?
For Watford, yeah. I'm sure you said for England.
They're, well, I heard that they're looking to,
Don't try and do it. That was the worst attempt you've ever done.
I heard they're looking
to get... Well, you've got it wrong.
Let me finish. I heard they're looking to get a defender in before the window shuts later.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, but, I messed it up a bit.
Yeah, the first... You've just got to nail the headline on it.
Yeah.
What you've done there is you've seen... sort of, you know, from England or something, you've gone, yeah.
Got it wrong.
That'd be a great signing for England, that Danny Welbeck.
Okay, all right.
What you're trying to do is say, and by the way, Watford have already signed him. That was yesterday.
Right, yeah.
So what you were trying to say is great signing for Watford, though.
All right, let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Me.
Just pretend that didn't
great
happen.
Great signing for England.
Look at me over here like your nan.
Hello, Nan. Why have you got the iPad today? Normally, what happens is when you've lost your phone... you go to the iPad.
Yeah.
So I see you having to text on it with two fingers.
Yeah, all right. Because the terminal that I normally work from in the studio is not working today. So either you can... Well, the mouse is just not happening. And, like, several people have come in and scratched their head and gone again, and it's still, like, no one can fix it. Mm. So I'm having to read all the messages, texts and tweets... from the listeners on your nan's iPad today. Smile.
Are you taking a photo of me now?
I might as well. I might as well go full now.
I don't like photos with these sorts of things.
Smile again.
It's quite funny watching you do that. Are you going to give it a name? Is it going to have some sort of name? You know, like on This Morning, I think they call the iPad something, don't they?
Do they?
What, yeah, like
Ivan the iPad.
Scott Pad.
The Scott Pad. Smile. Yeah.
Stop taking photos of me off a work iPad. No.
One more.
Scott Mills.
I am excited that Live Lounge Month is back because that means I can set up my my vocal coaching service again. Just to make sure I get a little bit extra out of them before they do one of the most important performances of the year. Do you remember I had the little voicemail set up last time that anyone could call if they needed my help?
Welcome to Scott Mills Vocal Coaching. Getting the extra inch out of your voice. Please press 1 if you're pop royalty. Press 2 if you've had 2 or more top 10 hits. Or press 3 if this is a big weekend emergency.
Hello Scott, it's Lewis here. Listen, I'm worried about Big Weekend. I know that you've been doing vocal coaching with like Rag & Bowman and Ezra and everything. And I hear that you can get the extra inch. And if I know anything, it's that I need every inch I can get.
See, pop stars like Lewis Capaldi would just call up and then we would do a vocal coaching session with them. So if you are taking part in the Live Lounge, obviously there'll be a lot of people we haven't announced yet.
Well, and this is of interest.
Yeah, so I'm looking at you, Taylor Swift. I'm talking about you, Sam Fender. Who's the other one?
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey, I forget. Any of those.
Who's the other one, love?
Just hit me up.
You've gone full diva with the coaching service now.
Just hit me up.
Who's the other one?
Just a phone call away, and I can make you a little bit sharper for your performance on Live Lounge Month, like I did with Freya Ridings.
Where are you?
Standing on the platform, watching you go.
I'm leaving you. I am. How does it feel?
It's like no other pain I've ever known.
Good. I managed to get more out of Jason Derulo as well.
Who are you?
I'm that flight that you get on.
Europe.
International.
Okay, economy.
First class seat on my lap, girl.
I'm not loving you, man.
I'm riding comfortable.
And what do you know?
I know what the girl didn't need.
Where?
New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport.
That makes it invalid.
You make it hard to leave.
Come on, pop stars, before you Live Lounge, leave me a voicemail.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're messaging into Radio 1 today and you think I'm ignoring you, I'm not. I'm just finding it really hard to refresh on my iPad here.
Yeah, well, do you know how to, Nan?
Yeah, look, I do now. I can take a picture of you.
How many pictures have you taken of me? Where do they go?
Right, I can't get any texts or tweets.
They're all the same picture as well.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
But other people use that iPad as well. It's the ones that we get given, say, when we're on Big Weekend.
It's
or
blank.
We're sort of in different places around the UK. Yeah, but I'm saying the photo library on there. There's probably all sorts on there.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look.
And just me. Yeah.
Whoever used this next, enjoy. Yeah. Hello, Winnie.
Hello.
Rubbish that Boardmasters is off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit rotten.
It is rotten. You've been mugged off there by the Cornish weather.
That's what you have. I'm so sad.
I know. It was going to be good.
Are you going to just have a kind of bored weekend now? Or are you going to go do something with... No.
No, well, we rented a car especially to go to Boardmasters, so we've made the most, and we're on the way to Bath for a spontaneous weekend.
Nice.
Next best thing, really.
Next best thing, yeah.
We were getting loads of messages yesterday from people who obviously were going to go and had already travelled down there, but they were like, well, let's just do something else. So that loads of people, loads of people look like they've just got like last minute deals.
Yeah, well, what I like is people have travelled so far and then they're like, right, we'll just go to a random town then. Mm. Do you know what I mean? There's sort of invasions of random towns just with Boardmasters people.
Sorry.
Are you bringing the tent to Bath? What's the plan?
We do have the tent in the back, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, right. Yeah. So you have to see about the weather and all that, you know?
We have to see about the weather, yeah. But it's currently quite sunny.
Yeah, but it's going to turn.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to turn. Yeah, they wouldn't have cancelled it otherwise.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't know. What can you do, eh?
You'll be all good in Bath. Right, hopefully. Here's what I've got for you today, Winnie, on Bangers. Go on, Winnie.
Like that one.
Go on, Winnie.
Not giving in. Rudimental, John Newman. Good one?
Yeah, good one.
Love John Newman as well. Dude. That is Scott. Johnny Newman. No one calls him that. That's weird, actually, when you hear a pop star given a slightly different name like that. Johnny Newman.
No one's called him that, apart from
you. That's what everyone calls him.
Also, Rudimental, hate to rub it in, classic Boardmasters act.
Yeah.
True that. Okay, I'll offer up one as well. Maybe slightly more old school, but it's this.
Oh, I really like this one.
I think this is just good vibes, isn't it?
Yeah,
throwback. In between us days.
This will start on a weekend on a good note.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Jamie T, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I think Sticks and Stones.
Oh, you're joking me.
What a week I've had. Is that pants down for you now, isn't it?
Is it my pants down?
Yeah, I think I think it is. I think you've just been absolutely demolished.
Not quite.
Stop taking pictures of me. I'm not a goldfish. When there's no one left to fight, boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble. Peaky Blinders Series 5 is nearly here.
We're going back.
And we're going to get obsessed.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
I'm Lawrence Mozzafari, and I'll be here recapping every series up till now, taking you through every twist and turn with our Peaky-loving podcast guests. Also, I'll be joined by the team from behind the scenes, producers, directors, and more that will feed the appetite of diehard superfans of the show.
That are here today in this room.
Obsessed with Peaky Blinders. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
We're going to let him have it.
Goldfish. That was Jamie T and Sticks and Stones. Pants down then, isn't it?
Pants down, yeah. Yeah, it is, because you've been defeated every day this week, and I think last week. Having a really hard time of it. There's the zipper down.
Yeah. And might as well take a picture of it. One! The Scott Mills Daily. A few bits of correspondence from the listeners, now that I've worked out how to use the... Well, someone else showed me how to get the text up. I didn't think there were any. But there are. I was just reading the text from Matt and Molly's show and it was blank. So a few bits of correspondence from the listeners. This is from Twisty. He's just seen your star in Is it an Into and Watford?
Yeah, the Watford one.
So they got stars, like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they've got stars of famous people from the area.
Exactly. So everyone famous from Watford, only the super famous, are each assigned a door, from what I understand. And I get pictures of various people in front of the door. So
no.
You've got Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, she's next to you. She's got a star.
Lloyd Doyley.
But yeah, but like, everyone else is on the wall. Why are you on the emergency exit? Someone just sent that in.
I don't know.
No one else has got a door. You're on the emergency exit.
But what does that mean? Like, what,
I don't know.
What's the meaning? Because... As if that's been done as some sort of joke, I don't know what they're inferring by it.
It's just weird that you're the only one on a door.
Well, I agree with that. I'll take it, though.
Well, can they not move it for you?
Well, where do you want me? Toilet?
Well, I'd just like you to be on the wall. I just think it's a bit rude being on the door. Sam from Macclesfield, hello to you. He says, I was supposed to be going to a kite festival at the weekend, but that's been cancelled due to strong winds. Surely strong winds are what you want, no?
I would say you'd be buzzing if you were into kites.
And then someone else says, are you sure that Taylor Swift's appearing on Live Lounge Month, or are you making it up again like Big Weekend? Yeah, okay, it was that time where I said to Taylor Swift that we'd see her at Big Weekend. And we're excited to see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Are you cutting? You're cutting out.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking of the Big Weekend before, which was in Swansea, which Taylor Swift did headline. But she was going nowhere near Middlesbrough, but I just told her that she was. And we will see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough very soon.
Oh, amazing. It's great to see you, and thank you so much for everything.
Amazing.
Scott Mills.
Amazing.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, time for one of our guides. Hello, George.
Good afternoon.
So, George, where do you want the guide to?
I'm moving from Liverpool to Slough with my girlfriend.
Oh, so she's based there, is she?
She's moving for university.
Oh, okay. So you're in Liverpool at the moment, but you're going to move to lovely Slough in Berkshire.
Yeah, lovely Slough.
Okay, so your girlfriend's going to university, and so what are you doing? You're just coming along for the support?
Yeah, support or work.
Well, also, you're moving to a new town, which is very exciting. Slough is a lovely, lovely place.
It is.
I live quite close to Slough myself, so actually I get to see its beauty firsthand.
Even though you live close, how often do you go, would you say, to Slough?
I pass through Slough often.
Do you?
Well, to get to Maidenhead, where I live at the moment, the train quite literally goes through Slough.
Oh, you and Chris are going to be neighbours, practically.
Oh, great.
And it's been amazing writing this guide for you because actually there's so many places, George, that whilst your girlfriend is at university studying hard, me and you can just meet for a cheeky pint.
Oh, brilliant.
See?
Love that.
You've already made a new friend. Isn't that great?
Awesome.
But I know it's hard when you move to a new town because you can think, look, Liverpool has got everything I have to offer. We were there only the other day, weren't we, Scott?
Monday night, yeah.
And on Monday night, we were having a drink and we were saying, do you know what? The lovely thing about Liverpool is there is something for everyone there. Why would you ever want to leave?
So much to do.
However, you're moving to a new place and it's important you know what that new place is all about.
And you might be thinking to yourself, George, well, there's no way there's as much to do in Slough as there is in Liverpool. You'd be wrong, and we'll tell you after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
George is moving from Liverpool to Slough to be with his girlfriend and knows nothing about Slough. Would I be right?
Yeah, that's correct.
In a few minutes, you'll know everything about Slough.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll be excited. And also, shout out the lovely people of Slough. Hopefully this represents your wonderful town to the best that it can be represented.
Here is your guide to Slough.
Slough, Slough, Slough. Ranked the 297th nicest area to live in the UK. It's first mentioned in a census of 1086 when it was listed as a forest of 200 pigs worth £15. Slough has come a long way since then. By 1932, it was being featured in poetry, no less. Former poet, laureate John Benjamin captured his love of the town with this little ditty. Scott, play the poetry music.
Okay.
Come friendly bombs and fall on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now. There isn't grass to graze a cow. Swarm over. Death. Back to the normal music. Now, you might recognise this poem from the hit BBC series The Office. However, you may be disappointed to hear that if you wish to visit the original bus station, you see in the opening titles, it has actually been demolished and replaced by a structure that is reminiscent of two lengthy sperms. It might not surprise you, therefore, that Slough is located in the borough of Upton-Cumchavely, equidistant between Reading and London. I should say the people aren't chavvy at all. In fact, they're lovely. All 165,000 of them. Slough has one of Europe's largest industrial estates. It has the head offices of Burger King, Lego, and BlackBerry. And statistically, if you grow up in Slough, you know at least one person who has a part-time job at Legoland in nearby Windsor. The Mars bar was invented in Slough. It was home to the UK's very first zebra. For anyone that's a little down on Slough, how many towns can claim such fantastic opportunities to leave it? 61 cycle paths lead out of the town. There's trains to London, Cardiff, Manchester and Glasgow. Plus it sits in the intersection of the M4, M25 and the M3. And it's very close to Heathrow Airport. The world is your oyster. If your pace of life is a little less jet-set, you can grab a barge on the Grand Union Canal. Brilliant for old people and for stag doos. There really is so much to do in Slough. Go visit the stuffed dog at Slough Station. The taxidermied remains of a station dog are enjoyed by many people passing by.
Why is there a stuffed dog?
I don't know. It's one of the main tourist attractions in Slough. Is a stuffed dog.
You'll be going to see that, won't you, George?
Oh, of course, yeah.
If it's a tear-up you're looking for, Slough has a few famous and infamous night spots. Fantasy Club, Bar Polski, Liquid Envy and Indigo. There is also a place called Tantric Blue. Be warned, it's not a shade of paint. And maybe, George, you'll find yourself sat in the VIP section at Liquid Envy, up by the speakers where, if anything, the music is too loud. And what other VIPs might you find in there? How about celebrity sons of Slough, such as Jimmy Carr, Ian Lee, and Janie Kitt from Big Brother 7? I'm trying to work out what the link is between all three of those people.
No, I don't think there's a link.
If sport is your thing, why not head down to Slough FC, who compete in the National League South? If you're worried about making friends there, worry not. The team were originally called the Young Men's Friendly Society.
Yes.
And George, if you're really a friendly man who likes zebras and Lego, you know what? Slough might just be the place for you. And if not, it's convenient for the airport. And that's it, George. There you go. That's everything that I could find on Slough.
Oh, brilliant. I just want to move even more now.
There's a lot to do, isn't there?
Yeah.
You got your stuffed dog there.
Stuffed dog, yeah.
I think that's the main thing.
Slough Football Club as well. Are you buzzing to get there, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course so. Yeah.
And there's always the airport to make a quick getaway if you need to.
Yeah, that's probably it, yeah.
George, I hope you enjoyed your guide to Slough.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Eddie from Chiswick says, I had 3 driving tests in Slough and failed them all. Ridiculously tonk roundabouts. Never stood a chance.
Mate, they're very, very challenging.
Why?
Tonk's a great word. It's like, it's one of those you never know what lane you're meant to be in. Oh. And it goes from one roundabout to another. It's a bit of a joke, actually.
I don't believe this. Someone says, poor bloke's probably got his hopes up now after hearing the guide to Slough. Reality will kick in when he gets here. No. Policemen Pat and Carl from Road Wars. You forgot about them. They're always in Slough. And they've just got their first ladies football team because someone's girlfriend has just signed up for them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Merrick.
Hi, Steve.
No,
Steve.
Who's Steve?
Talking about Steve from earlier. You're talking about superfan Steve. Just me, really. Steve.
Steve.
Okay. Are you just going to say Steve like Steve does?
Steve.
Absolutely,
I'd
draw Steve.
It gets so confusing. This. I was DJing in Newcastle last week, right? And no one calls me by my name. People just shout Steve.
Of course they would do, right? Because you're Steve, man.
I love this guy. This was earlier. Loads of people won't have heard this earlier. We had Curtis Pritchard on, you know, off Love Island, and we thought it would be great for him to meet superfan Steve. So that's what we did.
Yeah. Why? Listen, how much joy it brings you. Why do you love Steve so much?
Because it's creepy, everyone. You can see people around the street stopping the cars and waiting for the show with Steve.
Steve. I love it, Steve. He's great. He loves it.
Honestly, today I wait about 15 minutes just to get Steve in full. Steve.
Do Steve again.
Steve.
Loves it. Loves it so much. There's actually a bit we didn't play earlier, which I missed, where I was talking about Curtis and AJ Pritchard's mum. Curtis from Love Island, AJ from Strictly. They've got the same mum, Cos Brothers. And there was a bit that you said, which I missed, and listen to this. Where did Curtis go to school?
Curtis.
Actually, Steve got there first. Yes?
Steve.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Pritchard's Academy.
Okay, well, that was my dance school, because that's my mum and dad's dance school.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lovely chat with your mum, actually, last year at Strictly.
She's lovely, isn't she? Yeah.
Spent a lot of time together.
Steve.
Yes?
She's very nice.
She is. How do you know? No, he didn't even pick up on that. She's very nice.
Steve, give us another Steve.
Okay. Oh, wait, Merrick, you still there?
Of course I'm here, mate.
He loves it.
Go on, then.
Come on, people. I absolutely love your show. You know, you're making it different to everyone. You know, bringing a smile to people's faces.
Honestly, I'll pass it on to Steve.
Every single day. Yeah.
Steve,
Give us another Steve.
Steve.
He loves it.
Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady, lovely 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 lady.
Scott Mills.
Yeah. Kings of Leon and Sex on Fire on BBC Radio 1.
You gotta love that song, right? Because for me, it just screams Christmas party. It screams people with ties around the head.
Yeah.
It screams sort of people dancing with people from your company that you never normally would dance with. And it screams this dance movement that you often do at me in the studio, which is...
It's just the swirly hand, a pointy finger and swirly hand.
Pointy finger and swirly hand, and it always seems to happen to this song, along with air guitar.
Well, yeah, I see. I DJ a lot of, like corporate Christmas parties, and there's always Derek there from accounts, tie around his head, doing the swirly dance at a girl normally, yeah.
You know, and often Brightside's just been played before, you know, they're well into it by then. It's all very sweaty.
Other songs that I associate with that...
Uptown Funk.
Yeah, Uptown Funk. I Got a Feeling.
Yes.
Black Eyed Peas.
Every time. Of Your Life, Dirty Bit.
Oh, don't, Dirty Bit. All of those.
Get Lucky.
Yeah, right. The Sound of the Summer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm back for the official chart tomorrow from 4 with Mabel.